نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. With the immense blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will start our new surah, Surah At-Takwir, this week. It is the fourth surah of 30th juz. This is surah number 81. It is Makki surah and it has 29 verses. The topic of this surah is the day of judgment and life after death. Idh shamsu kuwirat, when the sun kuwirat, wound round and lost its light, and is overthrown. It has been mentioned that remember when the sun will lose its light. Takwir means losing its light or the folding up. It is derived from the word kuvirat in the first verse. Kuvirat is a passive voice from takwir in the past tense, and it means that which is folded up or without light. Arab people used to have turbans, which they folded on their heads. The word is taken from there. Just imagine how it is folded. On the day of judgment, sun rays will not reach the earth. Instead, the sun rays will be folded around sun itself, and it will be pitch dark on earth. There will be no sunlight. On the day of judgment, the sun will be wrapped up. وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ, and when the stars shall fall. The stars will scatter. There is the link between sun and stars. All the solar system will be finished. It's from word كَدَرَتْ. انْكَدَر means nothing happening, just everything finishes. All stars will be scattered. All stars from the sky will fall into the sea. There is a narration from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that sun and moon will be thrown into rivers on the day of judgment, and it is from Bukhari. There is another narration that they will be thrown into hell. Because people made sun and moon their false gods, Egyptian people used to believe in the sun as their god. Pharaoh was treated as someone special coming from the sun. These verses show that people prayed and believed in these things will see on the day of judgment that these are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations and will be thrown into the fire also. They cannot do anything about themselves. So how will they save and protect anyone else? These things do not have a life anyway. So it is not like it will be painful for them. It is like if you throw a chair into the fire. It will not make any difference to a chair. It does not have any feelings. We should not have any sympathy for these items. They do not have a life. All these things which do not have life have been broken into pieces. Now think about yourself, O humans. What will happen to you? Large and enormous things of this universe have been destroyed and ended. Now think of this, O man. You are only 5 to 6 feet tall. How can you survive? وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, and when the mountains shall made to pass away. When the mountains will be uprooted and will disperse, this earth is a ball of big fire. When there is fire on this earth, what a human can do? I was sitting at a place yesterday and saw mountains there. I said to the sister beside me, what if this mountain starts walking? What if this mountain starts moving? What if trees and other things around us start running about? This earth is full of energy, fuel, which can burn it from the inside out. Our earth has many chemicals and gases under it, sulfur, oil, petrol, etc. If this catch fire, then everything on it will be burnt down. The big mountains will start burning. If a person is on a boat, he falls and starts going down and down, then he realizes he has touched a solid ground. He would think he escaped. He thought he is on a mountain or something where he could get help and rescue team will soon come and get him. But then he realizes that this is not stone. It's time bomb. It's about to burst. He will jump into the water again. Would he start dancing on that? No way. He will not do anything in a silly way there. Same way we are standing on earth which could burn, bring out lava or have earthquakes any time. So now the question is, what do we do on this earth? وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ And when the pregnant she-camels shall be neglected. When 10 months pregnant she-camel will be walking about. Al-Ishar means a she-camel who has a baby in her stomach. She-camels give birth after 10 months. Before the present day, there was nothing more precious for the Arabs than she-camel just about to give birth to her young. In this state, she was most looked after and cared for, so that she is not lost, stolen, or harmed in any way. The people's becoming heedless of such she-camel, in fact, means that at that time, they would be so stunned as to become unmindful of their most precious possessions. Word utilat is a feminine word. Letter ta is for female. It means they will wander about. Nobody will even look at them. Its root word is ayn, wa, and lam. Wa izil wuhushu hushirat. And when the wild beasts shall be gathered together. It also shows the torment of judgment day will be so execrated that fully pregnant she-camels will forget about everything and wander about. This was by far the best way of giving an idea of the severities and horrors of the judgment day. When a general calamity befalls the world, all kinds of beasts and animals gather together in one place. Not only the humans will be lost, but animals will lose their senses too. They will leave forests and jungles and run towards cities. No donkeys will kick others. Lions will not say anything to others. Snakes will not bite anyone. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ And when the seas shall become as blazing fire or shall overflow. سُجِّرَتْ Putting on fire, blazing fire. And when there will be the fire in the sea. There is a narration from Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that there will be a fire in oceans on the day of judgment and there will be different types of scenes on that day. Oxygen and hydrogen. Both are gases and when combined together, it makes water. If someone wants to do an experiment of this in a laboratory, he would know that when water is broken into chemicals, then both these gases burn. Apparently, it seems strange that on the resurrection day, fire would blaze up in the ocean. But if the truth about water is kept in view, nothing would seem strange. It is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He combined oxygen and hydrogen, one of which helps kindle the fire and the other gets kindled by itself. And by the combination of both, He subhanahu wa ta'ala created a substance like water which is used to put out the fire. A simple manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is enough to change this composition of water so that the two gases are separated and begin to burn. It helps cause a blaze, which is their basic characteristic. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ And when the souls shall be joined with their bodies. From here, it begins to mention the second stage of revival. As nufus is the plural of nafs, which means a soul, a life, when the body will be joined to its soul. After death, the soul is returned to its body. When soul and body get back together, then another life starts, which is life after death. That is, men will be revived precisely in the state as they lived in the world before death with body and soul together. Word zuwijat, taken from the word zawj, means paired up. People will be joined as pairs. We also learn from here that a man will be with the people he likes. All pious mu'mineen will be together and kuffar disbelievers will be together. All school of thoughts and group of people will be with those whomever they followed. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the person who does not read salah will be treated or dealt with people like Shaddad, Haman and all these types of people who were disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the person who was able to do Hajj but did not go to fulfill or complete the Hajj, he can die as a Jew or Christian because there was no Hajj in their Sharia. What we find out from here that on the Day of Judgment, people will be worried about themselves. There is a narration from Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that people who did similar actions will be gathered at the same place. Nowadays, people want to have fun and get involved in worldly things. Whoever keeps himself busy will be placed with his type of people. There will be groups of people who were involved in adultery and rude and indecent actions. And some people who will have a burden of their sins, and they will be their nations. See how some of us love our nationalities or proud of our nations. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, ayah verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ.
So those on the right hand, that is, those who will be given their records in their right hands. Who will be those on the right hand? As a respect for them, because they will enter paradise.
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
And when the female infant buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, shall be questioned. For what sin she was killed? Ma'uda means the girl who was buried alive. People used to do this great sin, such offensive action, for the following three reasons. Number one, because of financial crisis, girls will get married and go, boys will do business and help in wars and battles. Number two, because of illiterate, ignorant thinking, son-in-law will be boss on us. Number three, because of giving it, sacrificing on the name of their idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah will be very angry with them. So angry that He will not even talk to them. He will not ask the person who committed this cruel action, but instead He will ask the girl that why were you killed in this way? See the parents who were proud of killing their innocent girls in this way? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to those mothers and fathers. When some parents kill their unborn girls before their birth, it is also a very big sin. Sometimes, in the name of family planning, people do these kind of things. That little baby stop growing. This is also burying a baby alive. Some men threaten their wives with a divorce if they gave birth to a girl. We heard about a man who divorced his wife on the delivery bed when she gave birth to a girl. Or men get married twice to have sons. We all know this, that gender of the baby comes from father. not from mother. Modern science has proven that.
How did they start bearing daughters? The story comes from Rabia tribe. There is a narration that one girl was kidnapped during a battle. Then she came back when they made up.
She was given a choice if she wanted to go back to her family or the family she was staying with. She didn't go to her dad. She went back to her owners. The way her family treated was not good, so she preferred to be a slave in another family. Her father was very angry, and he announced that from now on, just bury your daughters. He was very ashamed of his daughter, and he started this brutal tradition. It's a great sin to kill children in the mother's womb also. Normally, a baby has its soul within the fourth month of the pregnancy. Getting rid of the baby in a mother's womb is like killing a soul. If mother is pregnant and a person hits mother's womb and baby is dead because of that hit, then one slave need to be freed according to Sharia law. Or if the baby was alive even for a few breaths, then it is like killing a full soul. When the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was asked about that some people do actions in order for the baby to stop growing in mother's womb, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is like secretly burying a live baby," and it's narrated in Muslim. Some people asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what if they take precautions for family planning? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "It will happen whatever Allah wills." So even if someone is taking precautions, then believe in it that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give me baby, He will give it anyway. But there should be no way that anyone should kill babies. If a woman is pregnant, then no one should do abortions. And this is a very cruel way of killing baby. Babies are cut into pieces. The baby is dissolved with chemicals. Once we showed a presentation on this and everyone was crying after watching that. Sometimes babies are alive when they are cut into pieces. There is a very cute quote that innocent baby says, "I am small enough that I cannot defend myself and you can kill me, but old enough to survive if you give me a chance." Islam taught that bringing up daughters, giving them good education and enabling them to become good housewife is an act of great merit and virtue. This is the teaching which completely changed the viewpoint of the people about girls, not only in Arabia, but among all the nations of the world, which later becomes blessed with Islam. One companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam that I did some good deeds before I accepted Islam. Will I get rewards for that? He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said yes. The man said that he protected 360 girls to be buried alive if anyone was burying their daughter. I used to give them one fully 10 months pregnant she camels and one camel. I used to take girls to protect them. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will get rewards for this. He was well respected in Arab society. One man said that my daughter loved me. I took her with me and threw her in well. She was calling me, "Oh my dad, oh my dad." Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. That man was very ashamed and embarrassed by his actions. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you repent and inshallah you will be forgiven. The way Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam changed the common concept of the people in respect of girls can be judged from his many sayings which have been reported in the hadiths. The person who is put to a test because of the birth of the daughters and then he treats them generously, they will become a means of rescue for him from hell. And it is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Another hadith, the one who brought up two girls till they attained their maturity will appear along with me on the resurrection day. By saying this, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam jointed and raised his fingers, and it is narrated in Muslim. It means he will be with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Another hadith, the one who brought up three daughters or sisters, taught them good manners and treated them with kindness until they became self-sufficient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make paradise obligatory for him. A man asked, what about two, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the same for two. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the reporter of the hadith, says, had the people at that time asked in respect of one daughter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have also given the same reply about her. And it is narrated in Sharha as-Sunnah. Another hadith, the one who has a daughter born to him and he does not bury her alive, nor keeps her in disgrace, nor prefers his son to her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him to paradise. And it is from Abu Dawood. Next narration, a one who has three daughters born to him and he is patient over them and clothes them well according to his means, they will become a means of rescue for him from hell. And it is narrated in Bukhari, Al-Adab, Al-Mufrad and Ibn Majah. Another narration, the Muslim who has two daughters and he looks after them well, they will lead him to paradise. It is narrated in Bukhari, Al-Adab, Al-Mufrad. Some women also force their sons against their daughter-in-laws who have daughters. And some women do not treat their own daughters nicely, they treat their sons well. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said to his companion Suraqa bin Jushan, should I tell you the best sadqah? Or what is the best sadqah among the sadqat? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam answered, that daughter of yours who returned to you because of divorce or because of being widow, and she has no one to earn for but you, and you are patient over her. And when you fulfill her needs, she will become a means of rescue for you from hell. It is said, especially if someone's daughter is returned, then either father or brother, whoever will take care of her, then that girl will be a means for him to earn Jannah. This is Islam, who gave a woman so much respect, so much honor, that the day of judgment she will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, you tell me, why were you killed? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the wisdom to follow the teachings of Quran and not of an ignorant society. Ameen. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.